seem fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
All right, we're going to talk about grapes, but not just regular grapes, not white grapes or red grapes. We're going to talk about actually the extract of grapes. That's right, grape seed extract. Grapes are amazing, of course. I think they're amazing because that's where my little red wine comes from. And we could talk a whole segment about the benefits of red wine in the appropriate amount, because we're always talking about all of it, right? Thinking it through. Like, it's not rocket science, not just, hey, red wine's good for you, but hey, how much? And how much when you take in too much is then bad for you. But with grapeseed extract, I got to tell you, this is a very, very, now when I talk about supplements, it is, I always say, it's kind of like supplementing your income, right? If you needed more money to make your bills, I think nutritional botanical, so those are plant supplements that are manufactured in a clean, safe, and effective way, can supplement your health. Meaning, we do use food as medicine, right? Yes. And all of our other foundations, like getting a great night's sleep and staying hydrated and moderating our stress. But hey, sometimes we got to go for things when our particular foundations perhaps aren't as solid. There's cracks in those foundations. We got to go for things that are out there. So grapeseed extract. Yeah. Tons of claims regarding this lovely supplement.
Yeah, there's a ton of claims. To the listeners out there, grapefruit seed extract is different than grape seed extract. If you look at grapefruit seed extract, that is more antibiotic. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the water-soluble par excellence grape seed extract.
That's right. Now the biggest thing... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, there's a couple things. One is there's what the science says according to medical doctors, which is pretty impressive. And the other is that just how it works. Antioxidants 101, fat soluble and water soluble. Okay, so we're talking about a water soluble antioxidant, grapeseed extract. And where we see a lot of those work are in the eyes and small blood vessels like kidneys and things, as well as in the venous system. And even the medical doctors at the CDC will say definitely good for venous support and reducing edema after surgery. Now, this is the MDs making this claim, and Centers for Disease Control. That's pretty impressive. That's a lot of data to get them to look at anything. All that, the eyes and everything else. So to me, it's like a super vitamin C. It's going to work better and more effective in those systems. Okay, I'm ready to
Absolutely. Well, no, I get really excited about grapeseed extract, and I use it a lot for a lot of different applications. And as you said, those powerful antioxidants. So we talk about polyphenols on this show quite a bit. So those polyphenols are powerful antioxidants in plants. They also have the ability to give fruit color, okay? And so we think about those antioxidants. They have the ability to neutralize and eliminate harmful free radicals. And the research particularly is just amazing. We're talking about this coming out of the University of Maryland Medical Center. Antioxidants are so important, as you know, for a tremendous amount, especially in our modern day, in protecting, right? The way that we respond to our environmental toxins, it can be better. As you said, blood vessel. The evidence indicates a substantial health benefit for patients with chronic venous insufficiency who take grapeseed extract. Now, this was according to the University of Michigan Health System. That's huge. So anything you think about blood vessels, right? And this is why cardiovascular exercise is so important, right? Our vessels need to feel that blood pumping against them, that makes them build up stronger, that creates stability and agility throughout our years. Prevention is the cure. But if there is a disease, so you're talking about disorders that cause blood to pool in the leg veins, leading to, of course, swelling, fatigue, pain when walking, grapeseed extract can actually help in those areas. They can treat varicose veins, capillary fragility, all of those things.
Easy bruising. Sure. Easy bruising will fit into that as well. Here's my little clinical pearl. This is one of your flying remedies. But for folks who are taking flights that have dealt either with clots or this Thursday, I've got about 18 hours of flying. I take pycnogenols and I take grapeseed extract. I stretch my ankles a little bit. I don't worry about clots. History of bad veins in our calves in my family. My veins have held up very nicely. I don't even hold a stitch of fluid when I fly internationally anymore. The pycnogenols along with the grapeseed extract will do a nice job. Hey, did you ever have Dr. Hansen teach you at Southwest when you were there? Clark Hansen?
I did not have a Dr. Hansen teach me there,
Clark is an Arizona doc, and he pioneered. He was the first one to start even, you know, bringing it in and selling it in this country. So it was weird back in like 93, Clark was talking about this is the antioxidant for the veins. This is the premier water-soluble antioxidant. And now here it is later, CDC, University of Michigan, all that backing them up. It's just nice to see a good naturopathic physician holding his guns and taking that naturopathic doctor and becoming the teacher for the medical doctors on how to use antioxidants.
Absolutely. And I think that also when the research starts coming out on natural products, because it's really difficult, I think it's important for the listeners to know that you can't really patent a natural ingredient. And when you have a patent with a synthetic ingredient, you usually have a lot of money that's been backed. And when you have a lot of money, you can run these huge, large clinical trials that are usually controlled and usually are controlled to come out with a specific outcome. Another segment, I should say. But when we start being able to really see some research come out on these natural ingredients at effective doses. And so I want to bring this point up. We're talking about grape seed extracts, right? So, hey, I love frozen grapes. I'll put organic red grapes in my freezer because I do have kind of a sweet tooth. And so it's perfect. So I'll grab like three or four after a savory meal and it'll be perfect just to kind of calm my palate down. And I won't be like hankering after that piece of cheesecake or anything like that. So I love it. And they're cold. They're like little candies to me. And so the seeds are in there. I can crunch on them. But is that enough? No. That's food. That's kind of like if you need vitamin C and you eat an orange. That's food. When we talk about using these ingredients, usually as doctors, we prescribe the ingredients at the dosages that are, you know, cited in the clinical study. So you want a good manufacturing company. We're going to start, I think, just blowing the lid off of who we think is the best and where people can source these things. But you do want a standardized supplement. And the other thing I want to say about grapeseed extract is that there has been some really interesting, now these are in test tubes, okay? But it's close to show that these laboratory studies using grapeseed extracts prevent the growth of various types of cancers, okay?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
including breast, colon, stomach,
yep,
prostate, and lung cancer. And so it makes sense to me. When we study medications to cure something, you've already gotten the disease. But if you can use food, certainly yes, and then also natural antioxidants to neutralize and eliminate the bad stuff that causes disease, then that's where prevention is the cure comes in. And that's where a super supplement like grapeseed extract year round, colds and flu season, you name it, prevention is the cure. If you are out there breathing that air and having the lifestyle where you know you're accumulating oxidative stress like me as an athlete, I have to take my antioxidants.
Yeah, and what we are again talking about is not overdoing. We're somewhere between 75 milligram range and probably 600, depending on the quality of the supplement is usually the numbers we look at. Once, twice a day. We do like to get it in twice a day when you are dealing with this, especially the venous stuff, recovery. But it's always this thing that you have to understand, listeners. Why do we keep getting back to oxidation, inflammation, nutrient depletion? Because it's that along with toxicity is the mother of all diseases. Oxidation, inflammation, nutrient depletion. So with grapeseed extract, you're going to be an antioxidant that will affect anti-inflammatory pathways and give you those potential cancer benefits as well.
That's right. And the last thing I want to say about this lovely super supplement, grapeseed extract, another study, those who took grapeseed extract an hour before eating a high cholesterol meal, a high carb breakfast, showed much lower levels of blood sugar. So there's another indication.
Wow.
Super supplement, grapeseed extract. We're down for it here on Radio MD.